my soul. Send a great revival in my soul. Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.
We welcome you to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College. From our studio in the heart of the Silicon Valley, Pastor Treiber joins you today for a special time of revival and encouragement. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Well, hello, good neighbor. How are you today? I hope you're having a good day. It's already Thursday, the 11th day of the month, and I hope that you're living for God. We're in Genesis chapter 4. Monday was chapter 1, Tuesday chapter 2, Wednesday chapter 3, and today chapter 4. I don't know how these weeks go so fast, Brother Jewel, but they do, don't they? Here's a great song. That's our Golden State Baptist College Chorale singing Love, Let Him Go. I really think you'll enjoy the song as it's played for you right now.
Soon go through, though he had
love, let them go. Good. That's Golden State Baptist College Chorale. Get registered for Golden State this fall. Come to college. Train for God's service. See what God has. Maybe he doesn't have the ministry for you, but be a good Sunday school teacher, a good layman. Come for a year or two or three, four, and graduate, whatever. When we all get to heaven, this is a short song. We're in Genesis chapter 4 today. Genesis 4. This is a quick song. We'll put it up. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. Go ahead, boys. The quartet sings for us.
Sing the wondrous love of Jesus, sing his mercy and his grace. In the mansions bright and blessed, he'll prepare for us a place.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day,
what a rejoicing that will be. We'll sing and shout the victory.
Onward to the prize before us. Soon his beauty will behold.
Soon the pearly gates will open. We shall tread the streets of gold.
When we all
get to heaven,
what a day.
Rejoicing that will be
when we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Yes, when we all
get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
When we all
see Jesus, we'll sing and shout the victory.
Well, Mom and Dad sinned, chapter 3. Well, chapter 4, their boys sin. Well, one boy sins, and the Bible says, verse 2, Abel was a keeper of the sheep, Cain was a tiller of the ground. In the process of time came to pass, Cain brought the fruit of the ground as an offering to the Lord. But Abel, he brought the firstlings of the flock and the fat thereof. And the Lord had respect unto Abel and his offering, but Cain and to his offering he had not respect. You see, Cain created his own worship, but Abel, he brought what God had provided, a lamb. And God has always been glorified in the shedding of blood. And Cain was very wroth, and his countenance fell. And the Lord said unto Cain, why art thou wroth? Why is thy countenance fallen? If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they're in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and slew him. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, thy brother? He said, I know not. That was a lie. His mother lied. His dad lied. That was a lie. He knew where his brother was. And then he gets smart with God. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood crieth unto me from the ground. Now art thou cursed from the earth, and open her mouth to receive thy brother's blood from thy hand. And Cain said to the Lord, my punishment is greater than I can bear. And the Lord said to him, whosoever slayeth Cain, vengeance shall be taken on him sevenfold. And the Lord set a mark upon Cain, lest any should find him and kill him. Cain went out from the presence of God. You know how sad it is that sin destroyed a family. I think of your family today. I think of your dads. We're told that, listen to this, dads, would you wake up? We're told that 75% of men in prison today are fatherless Dad walked out on him. Dad's a drunk. Dad's a criminal. Dad just walked out. 75%. That tells you something. Dad, you have a responsibility to rule in your home, not to be a narcissist. Ah, you shut up and listen to me. Not that kind of man. My dad was such a perfect man. He was strong. He had rules regularly, but he didn't really ever talk about them. We just knew where they were, and we knew you cross the line, you're going to get in trouble. My dad was perfect. He was a perfect dad. Can I tell you this, child of God? Dear Dad, you're a father. Wake up to righteousness. Well, get smart with God. I'm my brother's keeper. I'm watching men all over the country getting offended with their pastor. All over the country, they're leaving their churches, or they're giving their pastor a fit so the pastor will leave the church. What are you thinking? You're destroying your family. You're destroying your life. So our preacher's not a great preacher like Brother So-and-so. He's a great preacher. Yeah, but he's your pastor. He may not preach like somebody else, but none of us preach the same. He's a good man. He loves God. He's praying. He's seeking God. And you're fighting because you don't want the King James Bible. You're fighting because you want contemporary music. You're fighting because you want your wife to dress like you want her to dress, or she wants to dress like she wants to dress. You're fighting because you don't want Sunday night church, or you don't want Wednesday night church, or you don't want Sunday school. That's why you're fighting. Or you don't want him talking about money. Dad, what are you thinking? My dad never fought our pastor, ever, ever, ever. One time in his life, never fought any pastor we ever had. My dad loved the pastor, supported the pastor, encouraged the pastor, worked, served God, Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, tithing every single week of his life. Till he died at age 90, 93, he tithed every single week of his life. He prayed every single day. Thank God for his testimony. Dad, what? Dad, you can't sin and get away with it. Here's Cain. I'm going to get away. I'm going to get rid of my brother. I'm going to kill him. And then he said, my punishment is greater than I can bear. It's just too great for me. He had to live the remainder of his life that he was a murderer. His own family. Dad, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Would you wake up to righteousness? I'm going to do right before God, before my family. Father, sin comes and murder was introduced into our society because of Cain. God, I pray that today we would keep ourselves from sin, keep ourselves in righteousness and godliness and holiness. Bless my dear friends today. Lord, I love our listeners. Give them a good day for thee. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber, pastor of North Valley Baptist Church and president of Golden State Baptist College in Santa Clara, California. We invite you to join us each weekday. If you enjoy this broadcast, we would love to hear from you. Email us at revivaltime@nvbc.org. That was one word, revivaltime@nvbc.org. For archived broadcast and many other resources, visit our website at nvbc.org. Once again, thank you for joining us today for Revival Time with Dr. Jack Treiber.
Let the Holy Spirit come and take control. Send a great revival in my soul.